Hey, everybody. Welcome today to the Unconventional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Demers, and I'm joined today by my friend, Cameron Fearing. Good morning, Cam. How are you?
Good morning, man. How's everything going with you? I'm good.
Good, good, good. Boy, I'll tell you, it's always good to get behind the mic. Those of you that are just joining us, thanks for joining. And please, listen, I know I say at the end, but I want to say at the beginning today, if you haven't already, like us and follow, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on, and then go by our Facebook page. Check us out there, like and share that. We want to get the word out even more about the Unconventional Journey podcast. So I'm going to get off my infomercial or my commercial or whatever you call it here. We're gonna jump over and start today. We're talking about surrender, and I even want to go further, maybe say full surrender. To the point where you're giving God everything, and giving God everything, holding back nothing, is sometimes the hardest thing for us to do as humans. And today, I just want to spend some time looking at what it looks like when you surrender. And for me, this is very fitting right now. Those of you that know me, and in this season, I am newly in my full-time pastor role after almost 14 years with a wonderful organization. God has moved me out of my comfort zone and into full-time ministry. And that has came through a journey of surrender, trusting God, and saying, God, it's not about me, it's about you, and I'm going to trust you. So I find this one fitting today, Cam. So you want to kick this thing off?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the challenges that I've had, and if you look at the American way of looking at the term surrender, to give up, to lay down, you know, when you look at that from a military standpoint, that means you lose.
Yeah.
And that's hard for a lot of people to get their heads around. What does it mean to surrender to God and to give up things and to give him control? Let's be honest. A lot of us are control freaks. Mm-hmm. To surrender to him so that way we are aligned with his will and we can serve him completely.
Yeah. It's coming to that point where you trust God wholly and you're saying, not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
Jesus said that when he was talking to God the Father and going to the cross, and he's like, Lord, I don't want to do this, you know, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to surrender to you and I'm going to go through with it. He knew what he was going into. He knew mm-hmm. he was going into certain death, but yet still made the decision to trust God on it.
And so many people nowadays really struggle with that. And it might be something simple. It might be something, you know, it might be that hidden sin. They're wondering why they're not moving forward in ministry or in their connection with God, but they're not willing to surrender that little hidden sin. They're like, I enjoy this aspect of my life, and I don't want to give that up.
We like to, you said it perfectly, we like to hold back something, and it brings me straight to the story of Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible.
Yes.
If you were to read, it's found in Acts chapter 5, those of you that want to go look at it. But basically, Ananias and Sapphira sold a possession. And he, Ananias, kept back part of the proceeds. His wife was aware of it. They brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said to him, he said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Why have you kept back part of the price of land for yourself? And you know, why are you trying to lie? You think you're lying to me, but you're actually lying to God. And Ananias heard these words, fell down, and died, you know. And then here comes Sapphira, his wife, and I think it was about 3 or 4 hours later, and she came in not knowing what had happened, and she saw Peter, and Peter said, tell me whether you sold, you know, the land for so much. He refers to it as land, I think, in verse 7. And she says, yeah, that's how much. And Peter said to her, he said, how is it that you have agreed to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look at the feet of those that buried your husband. They just left the door. They're coming back to carry you out right now. And she fell down right there and died. And I know that's a pretty drastic story, but that shows the severity of holding back from God what is his. And if we've been bought with a price, if the price of Calvary, and we have if we're Christians, why do we think it's okay to hold back things for ourselves and not fully surrender to God? Do we think it's going to be okay in the end? Do we think it's acceptable in the end?
No. And the thing is that sometimes the things that God asks us to surrender isn't necessarily a bad thing. It could be a good thing, but we're holding it above God. We're making it an idol in our lives. And in order for us to surrender and live a free life that is promised to us, we have to move forward and surrender to those things.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the root of the problem,
yeah,
the root of the problem is, in my mind, pride and self-centeredness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at Peter, 1 Peter 5, he's talking about submitting to God. We love the part about, resist the devil and he will flee from you out of this scripture. But we fail to recognize that there's some things we have to do. We have to humble ourselves. It says in chapter 5, verse 6, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We're all about that exalting.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about him caring for us. But we fail to humble ourselves and submit to his will and to be in full surrender to him.
And humbling oneself is very difficult. We live in a period of time and with our country and that we're very prideful, whether it's for our nation, for what job we have.
Yep. But
for us to humble ourselves before the Lord and before people, it's a difficult one because it contradicts what the world is telling you to do. I mean, you can look at the LGBTQIA. It's pride.
Yeah.
Right? It's pride. And that pride goes before the fall.
Yeah. I mean, I had this very conversation with some church members yesterday. And this may not set well with everyone that's listening. And I hope you understand what I'm saying here. I'm a Christian first, and I'm an American second.
Amen.
And I think too many of us have got that backwards. We want to be, we want to pound our chest and say we're an American, or we'll even get political. We'll say we're a Republican. Yep. Or a Democrat or what have you. And we fail to understand and recognize that our identity is actually in our relationship with Christ and not in the nation, the country. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a patriot. I love our country. I will stand, pledge allegiance. I will salute the flag. I mean, I believe that we live in the greatest nation in all the world. But my identity is not found in being an American. My identity is found in being a Christian, a Christ follower, someone who's gone all out and all in for him. And that's called surrender to him. That's called saying, I am giving myself over to him, and I'm not putting anything before God.
And you look at that from another standpoint, right? Republican, Democrat, country, you know, even denomination.
Yeah.
We're allowing the devil to pit us against each other. And when he pits us against each other, he knows we're not going to succeed here on earth the way God wants us to. So when we start pitting ourselves, even denominations, you know, Bible focused, Bible truths, right? We need to be focused on that first. And we focus on that first, like you said, being Christians first, followers of Christ first, and let everything else fall out. Call out truth, call out lies, yes. But we need to be Christians first in everything we do, because when we do put those lines in there, we're allowing the devil to play.
Absolutely. And too many of us get so focused on those very things. We get focused on how we were brought up, right? It's how I was brought up. Well, it doesn't matter how you may have been brought up wrong. First of all, you know, you may not have, but you may have been brought up wrong.
Living and in a curse.
You could be. It takes us having humility, recognizing that it's not all about us and our little group and our little, you know, section, you know, and then trusting God. I want to read James for you guys. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But the submit piece obviously comes right in with we're using the word surrender, but submit and surrender goes hand in hand. And then it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. All right, which back to the conversation we're just having right there.
Yeah.
It says, lament, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So what happens there? Well, what happens in this scripture is if we first start by submitting to God, all the junk will get gone. Yep. All of our self-centeredness will get gone. All of our earthly desires and our earthly weaknesses will be gone, and we'll end up humbling ourselves to God. And then that verse that passage I just read you ends with, "He will lift you up."
That is so good.
We are wanting and desiring to be exalted as humans. It's an innate desire. I want to be somebody. I want to do something. Well, we're not getting there because we're failing to submit to God first. The first step is full surrender to God. You're never going to get there. Now, if you even, I want to be careful because I don't want you to go out here and do it with the intent, because you'll never fully surrender. But I don't want you to do it with the intent of being lifted up. But the promise is that you will be lifted up. But what you have to do is you have to be in a mindset that no matter what, God, I'm surrendering to you. I'm trusting you. I'm going to walk away from my sin. I'm going to walk away from my wickedness. And not only that, I'm going to walk away from my selfishness. The things that consume me, consume my time, the things that I make myself all about. There's a lot of good things that we do that we're all about that suck all of our time away. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the time to turn ourselves over in full surrender to God, whether that is serving sometimes, whether that is sometimes just enjoying life and doing the things that we like to do. We must learn to submit and surrender fully to Christ if we want to ever be lifted up.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the things, you know, I struggled with when I first became, you know, a Christian and started following Christ is how do I get to that next level? How do I do this? How do I do this? And it really is the surrender aspect of it, because God will do the work. He'll get you to a point of being exalted because you're doing His will. And the glory is going to Him, not to self.
Right.
And that's another challenge is make sure that the glory goes to Him and not to you in all you do. And one of the prayers, you know, asking for, you know, whether it's a baptism of the Holy Spirit or praying for God to flow into your family, sometimes it becomes difficult to pray those prayers because you try to make sure that it's not a selfish prayer.
Right.
Because there is a fine line between the two, but you got to figure that out and how you can truly surrender it. And like I said earlier, it could be good things, right? If it's standing between you and God, you've got to let it go and then let Him do it, whether it's your ministry, whether it's your job, whether it's your family, whatever it may be. We hold on tight to so many different things that we struggle to surrender it. And I know it's difficult. Finances, that's a big one.
Yeah, yeah. You go back, if you go back to the Old Testament and you look at, I believe it's Exodus 18. This is before the Ten Commandments are given to Moses. I think they were given in 20. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, said to him, he said, "Listen to my voice. I'm going to give you counsel, and God's going to be with you." He says, "Stand before the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God." You say, well, what's so significant there? Some of you are sitting here listening today, and you're like, I want to surrender, and I want God to do great things. Keep in mind, this is right before he went to, be in the face in the presence of God and get the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. His father-in-law is telling him, do what you've been called to do.
Yeah.
Go stand before the people. You may not feel fit. You may not feel like you're ready to do this. But go there and bring the difficulties to God. Bring the things that, you know, those of you that are listening that are struggling right now saying, it's too difficult. I can't do it. I can't surrender it. You know, I can't do this. You can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And understand that if you come to Him in full surrender and you turn it over to Him, really turn it over and let go of it. Some of us say we're turning it over, but we got a death grip on the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Turn it over, give it to Him, and what God will do is God will take you from that place of longing to hear His voice to hearing His voice. You'll go to that place of full surrender. And when you're in that place of full surrender, you're broken. Understand that. You'll probably be humbled. Understand that. But you'll hear His voice.
And, you know, I go back to a hat that one of our friends was wearing, the Monday morning kind of faith. Because when you're sitting in a Sunday morning, you're gung-ho. You're ready to go. I mean, I was in this place a little while ago. not that long ago, where I was struggling with them, and I was like, you know, I'm good. I'm Sunday morning. I'm good. I hear the word. I know what you're saying, Justin. I know what I need to do. And Monday morning comes around, you're like, eh, it can wait. Mm-hmm. And the thing is the longer you let it wait, the longer you're delaying the goodness that God wants to give to you. And the thing is how much are you missing? No matter how hard it is, what are you missing out on because you're not willing to surrender that one, maybe multiple things, but maybe it's just one small thing that you're like, yeah, I can do that, but yet I'll wait till later.
Yeah, that's why I used the word when we began full surrender, because some of us are willing to surrender some things, but we're not really willing to surrender everything. And that is it is. I'm not trying to make light of it. It is the hardest thing to do is to surrender to God, and say, Lord, you know, I'm yours. I'm fully yours. And no matter where this path is going to lead me, you know, it's like Esther when her people were going to be murdered and slaughtered. She said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to see the king.
Yeah.
It was an all in moment for her. She made up her mind that this was serious enough that she had to go see the king and she had to tell him the truth, and whatever the result was going to be, she was okay with it. And I need to tell somebody that is listening today, you're in a point where it's a serious moment and you need to take serious action, whether it's for yourself, for your family, for your situation. And you need to be okay knowing when you go in that if I lose everything, remember, she could lose her life going in front of the king without an invitation. If she was to lose everything, she was okay with it. What happened was God had already gone before her, and she went before the king, and the king had an open heart and an open mind, and her people were not only saved but promoted through that, right? And we have to understand as the body of Christ that it's no different for us. We have to make an Esther moment in our lives, and we have to say, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to see the king. It doesn't matter what's in front of me. I'm going to make the decision to be fully committed and fully surrendered to God no matter what.
And when I look at it, you know, and I go back to when I came to Christ and when I really came clean with the pornography and everything with my wife, you know, it took for a while for me to get get to that point of surrender, to where I was just willing to tell her how I felt, what I was going through, what I've done. And God in that instant went before my wife as well. How else does my wife come back to me after I've just purged all this stuff and say, I forgive you? Yeah. First word she came out of her mouth. How powerful is that?
Yeah.
That God went before with her and talked with her and got her heart to a place where she saw my brokenness, and she knew the first words to say were from her were, I forgive you.
Yeah. That's what happens when you fully surrender. You don't see the result ahead of time, but God's already laid out the plan. And those of you that are out here that are listening today and you're struggling with this, I've got to tell you, it's time to step out in faith. It's time to say, I'm not going to resist God anymore. I'm going to give in to him. And I'm going to tell you this, you're going to watch as he works miraculously in and through you. You've got to make up your mind that you are not okay being status quo. You're not okay going through the motions. You're not okay just having life, you know, on the average. You want life and life more abundantly. We are living in a time where we're, you know, well, I'd say time's short, but time's short in general. We only have so many years on the face of the earth. And, you know, why in the world are we wasting our lives away wishing, because one little thing or two little things are holding us hostage? We have to surrender to Christ, let him do the fullness in the work, and watch as you're blessed abundantly.
And, you know, when I think about it and some of the biggest steps that I've had to take and things like that, even in my mind, have come from when a pastor has preached about Peter and get out of the boat. Jesus, if you call my name, I will come. And just, you've got to, when you truly feel like you're being called by Christ, you just have to surrender it all and get out of that boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting out of the boat's not easy. With those of you that are joining us and don't necessarily come to Restoration Chapel where I pastor at, it's been my sermon series for the past couple of weeks. God has been challenging us to get out of the boat and to get out of our comfort zone. And, you know, right now, if you're listening to this and you are having that moment, you're like, what is next for me? Well, here's the deal. Jesus is on the water. The waves are rough. Things look crazy. But he's calling your name and you hear his voice. Have faith. Get out of the boat. Trust God. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Don't pull a Peter and look down at the waves and the situation because you're going to sink just like he does. And if you do, you can cry out, help me, and God will save you. But here's the deal. Keep your eyes focused on God, and you might just walk on water.
Amen.
We want that kind of faith. We want that kind of result. Absolutely. But we have to, I'm telling you, we have to start by just having the faith to get out of the boat and to trust God with what's next. And full surrender is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Full surrender is really a thing that changes the way you think, the way you operate. You know, I go back to when I fully surrendered my finances to God years ago. Jamie and I were in debt. We were young. We had all kinds of stuff, right? And I was like, God, I can't do this no more. I can't live paycheck to paycheck trying to figure out how to make it because I won't trust you fully. And at that point, I was tithing. I was paying my 10% doing my duty. But God challenged me to step out a little bit further and give extra and tithe and offering. And so I began to give. And what happened was God began to compound and bless. And it doesn't even make sense. All the way to this very weekend where, you know, I've moved into full-time ministry and we're great. We have a big plan financially. We have things in order. We're not in no tough shape. But me and Jamie have already talked about living a little more frugal life, you know, and making decisions. And we went to the grocery store with our meal plan and bought our groceries. And we went up to the cash register and we have a very full cart. And we got done cashing out, and it was $1 under $100. Now, I can't remember the last time I went to the grocery store. And I can't remember the last time I went to the grocery store, and it was under $200, you know?
Yeah.
And I turned and looked at Jamie, and she looked at me. She said, did you scan everything? She said, did you scan that toilet paper? Because we had a big thing of toilet paper, you know, whatever. I said, baby, I scanned everything. And the receipt printed out, and she was looking. She's like, yeah, right, here's the toilet paper. I said, and we were walking out the doors of Walmart. I said, it's God math, honey. I said, we've trusted him. He sees our faith.
Yeah.
He sees that we got out of the boat, and he is knowing that we are in a place of faith right now. And when you're in a place of faith and full surrender, God does the rest.
That is so good, man. That sums it up, right? When you fully give your life to Christ, he's going to multiply in a way that you'll never understand.
Yeah. If you're out here listening today and you want to fully surrender to God, it's just as simple as just telling him, I'm in, God, and then do it. I mean, it's that simple. Make that commitment to him. Get out of the boat. Trust God in your situation. If you want us to pray with you, I want you to feel free. Shoot us a note on social media, or you can email us at restorationchapelwaterloo@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to take your prayer requests and pray over you, pray with you, and watch as God works. Cam, you got anything else?
Just keep praying and keep seeking.
Praying and seeking, guys. Listen, we love you. We've got a lot of good things coming up on the Unconventional Journey podcast. Make sure you get the word out there with us. God bless. Have a wonderful week.